CBS Eye on the World, I'm John Batchelor. Central Asia, the stands referred to once upon a time during the Afghan conflict, Afghanistan, Turkmenistan, Uzbekistan, Tajikistan, Kyrgyzstan. They move right into the Caspian Sea, and we could say on the other side is Azerbaijan and Iran. But right now we're concentrating on the stands because I learned from Ekaterina Zolotova of Geopolitical Futures, a subscription site I heartily recommend, that right now there's competition about energy in the stands, especially Uzbekistan, the largest population, the growing population, the wealthiest of these stands, if you understand a mixed economy. Ekaterina, a very good evening to you. Uzbekistan has made a decision, I believe, about atomic energy and Rosatom. All good. That's a major Russian company. But green power. How is green power part of the conversation between the U.S. and Uzbekistan? Good evening to you.
Good evening. And indeed, the green energy, it's now the new topic that Central Asia and the United States, and not only the United States, but the European Union as well, are discussing with Central Asia. At the beginning of March, the United States, especially the United States Agency for International Development, announced together with the Ministry of Energy of Uzbekistan their plans to create a green hydrogen hub in Uzbekistan. For this moment, it's not clear what exactly it's going to be. They were talking a lot about some educational programs in this sector and some cooperation and coordination between the universities. But anyhow, the most important is that it's not the first program. At the very beginning of this year, the same organization has delivered several millions of dollars to the Central Asia in order to sponsor this regional project that is called Power Central Asia. And the major focus was the green energy.
Green energy is wind and solar when it comes to the U.S. I'm presuming that the hydrogen is part of that mix now in Uzbekistan. The important thing here is working with Uzbekistan and other countries without conflict with Russia. There is this crisis going on in Europe. To your understanding, is this something that Moscow approves of, green energy and in Tashkent?
Well, in fact, Russia doesn't have a lot of experience in green energy like solar or wind, for example. We should also add that green energy is a little bit wider. It also includes hydro resources, for example, the rivers and construction of hydro plants. And Russia has experience in this. Russia is constructing these plants in Russian territory, and it has a lot of experience. And we also need to remember that Tajikistan and Kyrgyzstan produce a lot of energy based on these resources, on water. But the major problem is that water is very sensitive question to all of these regions. The countries that have a lot of water, Tajikistan and Kyrgyzstan, start to use too much water that the rest of the Central Asia, Kazakhstan, Uzbekistan, and Turkmenistan, they don't have enough water for the agriculture and for their population. It produce a lot of conflicts, and it could be the potential huge conflict in the future. So there are some difficulties in construction the hydropower stations. The next one is nuclear stations. Sometimes they are also used, they are also mentioned in the list of green energy, especially when we're speaking about the green hydrogen. But the major problem here is that this area has a lot of earthquakes, and there is a lot of criticism against the construction of these nuclear power plants. Plus, we don't need to forget that Russia also has a lot of experience in this. And for example, a lot of Central Asian countries, they prefer Russian experience here. The rest to solar and wind, Russia doesn't have enough experience. And this is the sector that the United States and the European Union can take, and they can deal with the rivalry here.
Rosatom in Central Asia, in addition to building nuclear power plants, sources uranium that Europe and the United States continue to buy. I understand there's friction about it, but I don't think that they've found a replacement as of yet. Is that correct, Ekaterina?
No, in fact, no, because Kazakhstan is one of the major producers of uranium. And despite of the sanctions, despite all of this tension between Russia and the United States, recently the Russian statistics published a very interesting article saying that the Russian supplies of uranium to the United States reached the maximum during all of this period of observation. But of course, it's not only the Russian uranium. Kazakhstan uranium, it's also passing Russia and goes through Russian ports to the United States. This is a very important market for the uranium. And of course, the United States would like to make the contacts not only with Russia and continue to get to this because of the sanctions. But first of all, it would like to get deeper into the uranium system of Kazakhstan, since they don't have the particular market themselves to supply. So this is a quite important question for the United States. And in my opinion, this is why the United States is trying to enter the green energy market with a different soft power mechanism.
And the governments you emphasize, the government in Kazakhstan and Uzbekistan, those are Kazakhstan's vast amount of territory with very few people. Uzbekistan is not small, but it's got the largest population. You report that they are projecting their energy needs are not going to be met with the present structure they have. They must grow. Is that correct, Ekaterina?
Yes, indeed. And right now we see that all of these countries are facing big problems. The winter time is very hard for them and not the first time. These countries, Kazakhstan and Uzbekistan especially, though they have a lot of resources, for example, Kazakhstan has a lot of oil that is supplying to the European Union. They have very high shortage of the electricity. And Russia suggested some mechanism that it's going to supply through all of this Kazakhstan, Uzbekistan, and Russia Union. But since the population of the Central Asia is growing consistently, and the equipment of oil extraction and production is still not very modern, so it requires a lot of investments. There is a very big possibility that the Central Asian countries will search for another source, not traditional resources, but some green energy in order to cover this deficit, or in case of Kazakhstan, to direct more oil to the export and get more money to their budget, for example. So it's one of the interesting and important way for them to fix their problem with energy shortage.
We've not mentioned immediately Tajikistan and Kyrgyzstan, much smaller populations, very mountainous regions. Are they growing in demand?
Yes, indeed. They also growing, and their problem is water, because right now nearly 90%, if I'm not mistaken, of all electricity produced is produced by hydropower stations. So if they are going to increase the production with these hydropower stations, they can potentially have the problem with other countries that will face this shortage of water because of the production. Or they may have face the growing expansion of China, for example, which they don't want to see. Recently, Kyrgyzstan has signed several agreements with China on construction of hydropower stations there. So this step may be not very welcomed by Kyrgyz people as well, because in the previous time, we remember there were several protests against of Chinese presence in these areas.
And finally, Turkmenistan is non-transparent.
Yes, it is. It starts to open and it starts to participate in all of the trade, but they have highest they have a lot of gas in their territory, and right now they are trying to extract gas and enter the international market with this project. This is also a particular interest of the European Union, who right. is trying to find the new way to get the gas bypassing Russia.
Ekaterina Zolotova, Green Power for the Future of the 21st Century. I'm John Bash.
Stay tuned for more of CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor.